Lance.
Hi, Patrick.
It only takes three of us.
Okay.
Thank you for your patience and for your listeners out there, too.
Yeah.
How's it going up there where you are, and what have you got on your mind today?
Good, good. It's, you know, it's warm. It's, you know, they say it's the end of summer, but I don't know about that.
Yeah, it's warm up today.
Oh, yeah. But just one thing I wanted to go back to last week. There was a question last week on strawberries, and there were some field-type, millipede-type bugs eating the strawberries. And one of the things I didn't mention is if you could just put those strawberries, like in little plastic containers, yogurt containers, cottage cheese containers, get them off the ground.
Something to lift them up off the ground.
Yeah, and I think what the real problem is slugs and sow bugs are eating a hole in the strawberries, and then those other millipede-type bugs are coming in.
They're attracted to that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So just get them off the ground. You can't.
So if you were to put, like, a stone, would that work? Or?
Yeah, anything to get them off the ground.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it would help. And let's see, what else I got going on? My snap peas are flowering for the fall.
When do you look to be harvesting them?
I'll start harvesting in a week to 2 weeks, something like that.
How long ago did you put those in the ground?
I think it was, I don't really keep track, the last week of July.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. And see what else. All the fall planted stuff that I planted, all the daikons, the lettuce, the spinach.
Did you plant those the same time as you planted the snap peas?
Let's see. The black Spanish radishes, yes. And the kohlrabi, yes. The beets a little later. And then the daikons a little later than that. And then, what was the other ones? The lettuce and cilantro were the first week of August.
And you'll be harvesting them how soon?
Oh, by the end of the month.
End of September.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. And then I do, every 2 weeks, I put some manure tea on them because the days are, you know, it's nice weather. The days are getting shorter, so get them to grow.
And the manure tea just gives them a little shot
that they
can live off of
for
a week or so.
Yeah, it makes them grow a little faster. And then, but, you know, I've tried it every week.
Mm-hmm.
It was too much.
What happened?
Well, the plant started, leaves started yellowing and curling.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a little too much in that sense.
So when you're looking at your leaves in your garden and you see that they're yellowing and curling and you've been applying watering regularly, maybe a little more than often, and some other amendments, that's the reason why. It's not because it's suffering from lack of moisture or anything. It's being given too much.
It might be. Yeah, it definitely could be, in this situation, is giving too much. Yeah, back off a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see, what else am I doing there? All my onions are harvested. They're drying, curing. You want those, and I dry them until those necks, the tops are completely dry. And that'll probably, the reality is that'll probably take 2 weeks to a month to get them all completely dried down.
And you're drying them in a cool area? Or?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, out of sunlight, out of direct sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
And then I noticed, I'm always...
Go ahead.
What bug is going on now? And so it's cane borer. It's in the raspberries. And the raspberry plants, what they do is they sort of get discolored, and then they just wilt. And the leaves just wilt. Start to dry up, and if you look down towards the base, maybe midsection or lower, but the base, and there'll be this swelling in the cane of the raspberry, and there's a borer in there. So you have to cut below that swelling and discard that cane. It has that borer, and you want to just get rid of it.
So is that swelling, is it going to be really obvious?
It can be. Sometimes it's not, but there'll be some scarring there, too. Not just swelling, but it'll be from a green cane, it'll skin to brown in that swelling area.
And so below that, cut it.
below that, cut it.
And what do you do with the stalks?
You can put it in the burn pile, or you can actually put it, I mean, it's not a disease, it's just a bug, so if it was a disease, I'd put it in the burn pile or take it to the dump, get rid of it. Mm-hmm. If it's just a bug like that, I actually just put it in the compost.
Okay.
And I am making compost. I mean, in fact, that's the next chore that I'm going to be doing, is I'm making another compost. Now, anything I'm making now, I might have mentioned a few weeks back, is actually going to be compost for next year.
Mm-hmm. Back to the boars for a second.
Yeah.
And to the onions.
Mm-hmm.
The boars, do they also affect blackberries and other berries?
I would suspect that they would probably show up in blackberries.
So the same thing.
Yeah, same thing. Mm-hmm. There's another type of cane borer, and it actually, and I haven't seen it in this my particular case. I haven't seen this kind, and it actually goes around the perimeter in a candy cane type mm-hmm. fashion mm-hmm. up the stalk.
Kind of a spiral.
Yeah. Now I've seen that on raspberries. I've seen it on Virginia creeper, and I've seen it on grapevines.
And
again, you'd have mm-hmm. to just cut it out.
I see, okay.
So you're trying to diminish the population and reproduction.
And the scarring is really evident.
Oh, yeah, you can see it. You have the green of the plant, and then you have a lighter green where the pores going around the outside. It actually girdles the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, on the onions, when you're storing them, are you just storing them in a box, or do you have them laying out in a big flat area?
Well, right now they're curing and they're flat on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
You can hang them,
mm-hmm.
you know, just like you hang garlic. The tops aren't as strong as garlic, so you wouldn't be able to do as much weight.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's actually probably better.
Okay.
To do it that way.
Okay. What else have you got going?
You know, one thing. Just another thing. I've seen people make chicken wire screen tables to dry things on. And that would be a good way to also do onions, air all around them like that,
so,
benches, things like that, yeah.
So you're hanging them on the chicken wire? Or
No. You just make a table.
I see.
Type thing, and the top,
oh, I get
the table
it.
Part is the chicken wire.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be hardware cloth or
yeah.
things like that. And just that way they're off the floor and then you got an airflow. So
mm-hmm.
you can, you know.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah. And then the last thing I'm... you know, most of my seed crop of the different vegetables that I've been growing are harvested, except for I'm still harvesting parsley seed and carrot seed as they dry up, as the seed heads dry up.
That's for next year.
Yeah, and that carrot seed and parsley will probably good for the next 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah, there's enough. And when you're growing your own, it's always much better quality than what you're getting out of the seed companies.
Seems like that's the way it is with a lot of produce.
Yeah, yeah. It's always the quality. And I think the main thing is you can, in a commercial grower for seeds, they have to do the whole thing all at once. And so some stuff is not ripe.
Hmm.
And they're using machines. And machines beat the seeds up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm doing this all by hand, so I'm taking them as they ripen and with no machines, so they're not getting beat up.
And your success rate is therefore increased.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anybody out there that's listening, I really encourage you to start growing seeds.
All right.
Something like that.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
All right. You got anything else for us?
No, I think that's about it. Going to go shovel some manure.
You know, we have an underwriter. How do you feel about that?
I think it's nice. It's just that what's going to happen is that I have to be on the show year-round now.
Yeah.
So we'll have to get imaginative and creative and stuff starting in December.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing what you come up with.
Yeah. Well, there'll be seed stuff. There'll be greenhouse stuff, more storage, things like that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling in and being persistent this morning. And we'll look to have you on Free Range next week.
Sounds good.
All right. Bye-bye, Lance.
Bye.
And there you have it. If you have anything like you'd like to ask Lance, you can put it on an email and send it to kbnf.org, and we'll get it to him. Or you can give a call and leave a message with somebody there in the office. they'll write it down and we'll pass it along in the next show.